Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6. A deadly crash closes a road in Granville County for hours. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene as state troopers investigated.
And more breaking news we're following this morning. A homicide investigation on base. What we've learned about the death of a Marine and an arrest of another at Camp Lejeune.
And a low that will stay close to the coast. We'll send a few showers into our eastern counties today. And then tomorrow, a cold front crosses the state with a better chance for rain. I'll walk you through it.
Early voting starts today. Coming up, what you need to know about the new photo ID requirement before heading to the polls.
And this is a live look at the gates of the North Carolina State Fair, where you can get in for free today, all while helping others in our community. WRL's Monica Casey will join us live with what you need to know about Hunger Relief Day. You can do some good, feel good, and have a good time. Just can't beat that. Bet y'all had a good time meeting Jeff and Elizabeth at the fair yesterday. I'll be out there a little later this morning. Come by and say hi. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, it's certainly great to have you part of our routine here today. And it was nice to see all those folks out there yesterday. And you'll be going through the gates again today. What will those folks need to wear and what can we expect later in the day? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
You know, it's all going to be about the timing of the rain. That's what you need to know through Friday. But honestly, Saturday and Sunday look nice and dry. First off, we have this low that's developing off the coast. That's going to cruise up the coast and bring us a chance of showers in our eastern counties today. So we'll start here this morning with clear skies. Beautiful start this morning. Then we'll see increasing clouds this afternoon. Here's 3 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, we're seeing some light showers from Clinton up toward Goldsboro. Then during the evening up until, say, midnight or so from Wilson up through Rocky Mount and Roanoke Rapids, and then that zips on out. We'll turn our attention then to the cold front that will arrive from the west. We'll start off with partly cloudy skies. Here's lunchtime Friday. We begin to see that first wave of rain coming in to our western counties around 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some scattered thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all afternoon, but we're going to see some waves of showers and storms that roll through. Storms are not likely to be severe, but it will be with us on and off until around midnight or so. So if you're headed to the fair, you know, just note that we're going to have some waves of rain. It may affect Friday football games too. Right now, we're looking at clear skies and cool temperatures, 47 degrees here in downtown Raleigh. We have the tower lit in blue for clear skies this morning, and our temperatures are chilly, 39 in Roxborough. Elsewhere, we're looking mainly at mid 40s this morning. It's about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday. It'll be a mild afternoon with highs in the low 70s. And of course, we're going to continue to see some cooler temperatures into the weekend. We also have a new tropical storm as of last night. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 601, and I'm tracking a few crashes around Wake County right now. On outbound Glenwood Avenue, westbound Glenwood Avenue, look for a crash at Hilburn Drive. I am seeing some delays showing up on the sensors as you head outbound through that area. That reportedly is a crash with injuries, maybe a little while before it's cleared. On the west side of Wake Forest heading into North Raleigh, watch for a crash at Falls of Neuse Road at Wakefield Pines Drive. Another crash reportedly with injuries. Not seeing huge delays through there, but I'll watch the sensors and let you know how that's developing. On the east side of Raleigh, watch for a minor crash at Pool Road at Green Needles Boulevard. Right now, sensors indicate traffic's flowing freely through that area.
Thanks for that, Brian. We also have this. I-85 in Granville County is back open now after a crash happened around 2 this morning. One person died in that crash. All lanes were shut down near U.S. 15 in Oxford while troopers investigated. We know at least 3 vehicles were involved, and we're working to learn the name of the person who was killed and if anyone else was injured.
Breaking news, a homicide investigation is underway at Camp Lejeune. Officials tell us law enforcement authorities on the base arrested a Marine last night just after 10. We're told that person is suspected of killing another Marine. The incident happened in a barracks room on base yesterday evening. We're working to find out how it happened. Officials have not yet released the names of the individuals involved. We will update you as soon as we learn more.
Police in Durham are working to figure out the motive behind a shooting that killed a man. They do have a person in custody in this incident that happened just after 9 last night on East Main Street. When officers got there, they found a man who had been shot. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police don't think this shooting was random. Anyone with information is asked to call the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
Tonight, President Biden will make a primetime Oval Office address following his high-stakes trip to Israel. Air Force One touched down in Washington, D.C. just before 1 o'clock this morning. Biden is expected to make a direct appeal to the American people later today to continue funding the wars abroad. That will be a primetime Oval Office address tonight at 8. This comes after the White House requested more than $100 billion from Congress. The money would go toward aid and resources to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. border with Mexico.
Also, Renee, during his visit to Israel, Biden said the U.S. will provide $100 million in humanitarian assistance for Palestinians affected by conflict in Gaza and the West Bank. This is a live look in Gaza right now. It is just after 1 o'clock. And this morning, the Palestinian Authority's health ministry is reporting three Palestinians were shot dead during clashes with Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank. And more countries are urging their citizens to avoid travel to Lebanon. Today, Australia issued a do not travel advisory, according to an update posted on its government travel website. This follows similar advisories from the U.S., U.K., France, and Canada. In recent days, there's been a significant escalation by Hezbollah in its clash with Israel, and that's according to Israel Defense Forces.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is in Israel today. This is a picture here of him meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog. He's also meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's in Israel to meet the country's leaders as well as leaders of the wider region. He did post to social media earlier this morning saying he is in Israel, a nation in grief. He says, "I grieve with you and against the evil that is terrorism today and always." Also today, we're learning that Chinese President Xi Jinping says that he would like the Israel-Hamas war to end as soon as possible, and he's willing to work with Arab countries to find a lasting solution to the conflict. He said that if a ceasefire was a top priority to prevent war from spreading to the broader region or spiraling out of control.
Michelle, thanks. This morning, you can cast your vote for the November election. Early voting starts in just a couple hours, and WR's Kelsey Coffey joins us now to explain new requirements this time around for in-person voting. Kelsey.
Well, Jeff, showing your photo ID is going to be a new requirement this year, and polls will open in just a few hours here at the Wake County Board of Elections. Now, here's what you need to know about bringing your photo ID to vote. Some options may be your driver's license, passport, or university ID. If you don't have a photo ID, you can vote a provisional ballot and fill out an ID exception form. The rollout for the new requirement is going smoothly so far. September and October mark the first round of elections since the new law went into effect. The state's elections director says the elections board scrambled to make sure voters and poll workers were up to speed. They expect this November election will go smoothly, too. They say next year's presidential elections will be the real test. Early voting ends on November 4th, and Election Day will be Tuesday, November 7th. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
State lawmakers will take up new election maps today that could help decide control of the U.S. Congress and the North Carolina General Assembly for much of the next decade. The legislature's Republican majority meets today to discuss proposed U.S. House districts that would flip as many as four congressional seats from Democrats to Republicans. Proposed General Assembly maps could also protect Republican majorities. The maps were drawn in secret by members of the Republican majority. They drew sharp criticism from the left after they were unveiled yesterday. Votes to approve those maps are expected next week. For a look at the proposed districts, go to nccapital.com.
About 12% of people in North Carolina experience food insecurity, and one in six of those people is a child or teen under the age of 18. Today, you can change that by going to the state fair. WRL's Monica Casey joins us now from the fairgrounds. Monica, tell us how people can help with hunger relief and also enjoy free entry into the fair.
Good morning, Jeff. Today you can walk in these gates at the North Carolina State Fair for free by helping another family. You can see one of the food trucks just arrived here. Six cans of food can be donated at any gate in exchange for free admission to the North Carolina State Fair. Hunger Relief Day has turned into one of the largest single-day food drives in the state. It started at the State Fair in 1993. Since then, fairgoers have donated more than 6 million pounds pounds of food. It all benefits the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina and hundreds of its partner agencies. Right now, many families are experiencing the impact of inflation and the rising costs of food, so your donation can help others and you can have fun in the process. Hunger Relief Day is traditionally one of the busiest weekdays here at the fair. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
WRAL family, while you are at the fair, Renee Chu will be out there this morning along with meteorologist Anthony Baglione, 10:30 until 11:30, and then come back and meet with Deborah Morgan and Gerald Owens. They're there from 2 until 3 p.m.
It is 6:08. After nearly 20 years, the world finally knows what happened to Natalie Holloway. This morning, her mother is speaking out.
The not knowing is the never-ending nightmare, and that's worse.
Ken Smith will join us after the break with Beth Holloway's powerful reaction to getting justice for her daughter.
We're also getting a better idea of how Raleigh Police Department is addressing crime, specifically in Glenwood South. We'll break down what they're doing to address those concerns next.
And nice day today. We'll end up with some cloud cover and a few sprinkles in our eastern counties late today. And then Friday, we have that cold front we've been tracking all week. I'll show you the current updated timeline for the rain coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Well, starting off with clear skies in just a little while. We're going to have a beautiful sunrise in progress. Temperatures are a little cooler, though. Whenever we are cloud-free, it allows any daytime heating we've had to escape into the atmosphere very quickly. So we tend to see our coldest mornings on a clear night. And so that's what we're seeing this morning, those cool temperatures in the 40s. We take a look at what's happening out there in terms of our bus stop this morning. Kids probably are going to be happy in a jacket. Temperatures are going to be mild this afternoon, though. We do climb into the low 70s, and we'll see plenty of sunshine. The only exception to that is in our eastern counties along and east of I-95. Late afternoon and evening, after the kids get off the bus, we may see a few isolated showers. See temperatures in the low 70s. Coming up, we're going to talk more about our chance for Friday's showers.
Elizabeth, it is 6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still tracking these two crashes in Wake County. Both of these crashes with injuries, creating some delays on the outbound side or westbound side of Glenwood Avenue approaching Hilburn Drive. Look out for some backups there as they clear that. Also watching reports of a crash up on the north side of Raleigh at Falls of News Road around Wakefield Pines Drive. Elsewhere where around Wake County, our major routes are looking fine. And in Durham, we're looking good as well. As we take a live look at 40 at 55 on that eastbound side coming in from Chapel Hill, just a 1 minute delay, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. As tensions rise about America's relationship with Israel, Palestinians and supporters spoke about their position on the war on NC State's campus. Dozens of people showed up last night to the pro-Palestinian vigil. People held up signs and candles. WRL spoke with students who say they want to see the U.S. stop funding Israel's military effort due to what's being inflicted on Palestinians.
The U.S. needs to defund the IDF. This is literally an ethnic cleansing and a genocide, and to call it anything else would be doing an injustice to all the Palestinians in Gaza who have lost their lives.
While in Tel Aviv, President Biden stressed his support for Israel in the war. He also announced the U.S. will send $100 million in humanitarian aid to both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank.
An 18-year mystery finally solved. This morning, we're hearing from the mother of Natalie Holloway, who disappeared back in 2005 while on a class trip to Aruba. The longtime suspect in the case finally confessed to killing her. WRL's Ken Smith is here with the powerful reaction from Holloway's mother, Ken.
You know, Rennie, one of the first things Beth Holloway said was, "It's over. We've all witnessed the anguish she's gone through for nearly two decades." The prime suspect for nearly 18 years, Joran Vandersloot, confessed to killing the Alabama teen. Now, according to a transcript of a plea deal, Vandersloot says he killed Natalie with a cinder block after she rejected his sexual advances on a beach in Aruba. He says he then pushed her body out to sea, which means her remains will never be found. But at least now, Beth Holloway says she knows what happened to her daughter.
I think the not knowing is worse, You know, the knowing is shocking. You brace yourself, you take the hit. But the not knowing is the never-ending nightmare, and that's worse.
And that's the boat that you were in.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years of your life.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear more of Sam Brock's one-on-one conversation with Beth Holloway coming up on Today at 7, right after our morning news. And Jeff and Renee, she had an unyielding search for justice for her daughter.
She never gave up, that's for sure. And Ken, we are all parents of daughters. I can't just imagine the horrendous nightmare that Beth Holloway has been living for nearly two decades. And although she has closure now, the loss of her daughter, that will never, ever go away.
Absolutely right.
And she addressed that killer in court as
right
well.
Directly.
Yesterday. Yeah, yeah, right directly, saying that you're a killer, and I hope you think about that every time that jail door slams shut. All right, Ken, thanks for that. This morning, we are working to get more information from police about a shooting in Wake Forest. This was the scene last night on North Allen Road. Investigators tell us one person was hurt there and taken to the hospital. As of right now, they haven't released any information on a suspect or said what led to that shooting.
The Raleigh Police Department is hoping to fill dozens of positions as they continue to deal with a staffing shortage. This comes as new data shows violent crime is down, but property crime is up. Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson says over the past 3 months, police were able to get nearly 400 illegally owned guns off the streets. Of those, 85 were confiscated in the Glenwood South area. Police say a lot of those guns were stolen out of cars. The latest data comes as the city works to reduce crime in the downtown business core, a focus area for Raleigh police.
We have increased the number of officers in our transit unit, and we have also made investments in more cameras for increased eyes and ears in that area.
A private security company may be on its way to Glenwood South. Raleigh is in the process of hiring one to help officers as the department continues to test ways to curb crime in the social district.
Charlotte FC is preparing to close out its season against Inter Miami FC and soccer superstar Lionel Messi.
Now Charlotte.
Inter Miami played in Charlotte last night. It's the first of two games they're playing this week. Messi was helping his national team with a win over Peru Tuesday night, but said in an interview with ESPN he will play in the match Saturday against Charlotte FC. Charlotte is hoping to make the playoffs for the first time in its second season in the league. That game starts at 6 p.m. 6:18 is the time right now on our Thursday morning. Elizabeth Gardner with a couple of different views over there in the WRS Severe Weather Center.
It is dark outside, so it's tough to see what's happening. But our skies are clear this morning, unlike the last several mornings where we started with cloud cover. So Goldsboro, Fayetteville there at our newsroom. Here's Apex and Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. It's a little cooler than it was this time yesterday. Temperatures are mainly in the mid-40s, but it's going to be a lovely afternoon at the fair. We're going to see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees. Now Friday, we're going to see a cold front sweeping across the area. We're going to see several waves of rain that start early to mid-afternoon and last all the way until midnight. So it's probably not going to rain all day, certainly not in the morning Friday, but even during the afternoon. It's not going to rain the entire afternoon, but we'll have waves of storms coming through. Shouldn't be anything that's severe. I'm going to walk you through it coming up in just a few minutes. Saturday and Sunday looking beautiful. 70 on Saturday and upper 60s on Sunday. Here's that front. It's crossing the Mississippi Valley right now. We do also have a coastal low that's going to push some cloud cover into eastern North Carolina as we get into the afternoon, and a few sprinkles around the evening commute from Clinton to Goldsboro, and then that moves northward during the evening through midnight from Wilson through Rocky Mount and on up toward Roanoke Rapids. Then partly cloudy to start with on Friday. This is Friday morning. We'll pause it at lunchtime. Then early afternoon comes wave number one of the showers and thunderstorms. Again, nothing severe, but we may have a break in the clouds at some point during the evening, and then another round is likely to come through, and then maybe even a third one before it's all over with. So anyway, from mid-afternoon all the way through midnight, there are going to be several waves of rain that come through. 60% chance on Friday and then tapering off Friday night. Saturday and Sunday looking dry. Rainfall totals, nothing really extreme. We're looking at somewhere between a quarter of an inch and a half an inch on the models for rainfall on Friday night. College football Saturday, it's going to be fine for that. Game Virginia plays at UNC at 6:30. Temperatures will be pleasant in the upper 60s, falling into the 50s. And then Johnson C. Smith plays plays at Fayetteville State at 2:30. Should be absolutely beautiful for that on Saturday with low 70s. A new tropical storm as of late yesterday. Right there is Tropical Storm Tammy with winds at 40 miles per hour, moving west at 17. It slips right past the Leeward Islands as a tropical storm and then moves northward, becoming a hurricane, but missing Bermuda, which is right there. That will continue to move out to sea during the week next week. What happens here next week is some cool temperatures. We drop it into the mid-60s for highs and potentially the coolest morning we've seen so far this season. On Tuesday morning, we could see 30s in a lot of spots, Brian.
It is 620. Elizabeth, still tracking these crashes in Raleigh. Not seeing any new information on the sensors. Still looking like a backup on the outbound side or westbound side of Glenwood Avenue approaching Hilburn Drive as they clear a crash from that intersection. Also in North Raleigh, we still have that crash reported at Falls of Neuse at Wakefield Pines Drive. So coming in from Wake Forest, just want to keep that in mind. A lot of people are going to be heading out to the fairgrounds today for Can Day at the State Fair. Free parking available at PNC Arena and also at Carter Finley Stadium, but you do have some other options. They have some park and ride lots that are free. Also paid private parking closer to the fairgrounds. Find out everything you need to know before you go by going to WRIL.com or the WRIL News app and search State Fair.
Thanks, Brian. Taylor Swift is treating fans this week. What you need to know about the music she just dropped, that's coming up in What's Trending.
And playoff soccer returns to the Triangle this weekend. We'll tell you about the NC Courage and the first home playoff match since 2019.
And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It may be fall already, but Taylor Swift is bringing back Cruel Summer.
And we're bringing back Brian Schrader now with What's Trending, Brian.
To tell you all about it. Yeah. The pop star dropped the live version of her song late last night alongside a remixed version of the hit, and she posted on her Instagram that, for old time's sake, I'm releasing the live audio from the tour so we can all shriek it in the comfort of our homes and cars. Cruel Summer was what the pop star started her Eras Tour concerts with.
And, of course, you know, the tour has evolved into a movie, you know, and folks are going to the movie. And Taylor said she's watching people at these movie at her movie turn it into a complete dance party. So now it's turning into a karaoke party with the release of the song in the cars.
Just perfect. Taylor brings it out of them.
Yeah. Brian was shrieking. I heard him earlier.
He's always shrieking in the car.
Yeah.
It was about
elsewhere.
Something else. just in time for Halloween, Chipotle is bringing back its annual burrito promotion. Anyone who showed up to a Chipotle restaurant wearing any sort of costume got a discounted entree. Well, this year the chain is offering the deal online. Much easier. You just use the promo code burrito between 3 p.m. and closing to score a $6 entree.
Yeah, that's really nice. You don't have to go through all the work of getting a costume and going to Chipotle. Oh, and Chipotle, for the first time ever this Halloween, Chipotle restaurants in 53 college towns are going to stay open until midnight. Okay, this is something they've noticed with like Gen Z, and Raleigh and Chapel Hill are part of that effort.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Nothing scary about that.
I'll be asleep.
Hey, Brian. Thank you. Playoff soccer comes around to the Triangle this Sunday. The North Carolina Courage host Gotham FC at Wake Med Soccer Park, club's first home playoff match since 2019. Since that time, the team has weathered some pretty decent turmoil on and off the pitch, but after winning the Challenge Cup last month, Courage had its first regular season sellout in their home finale October 9th. So they're hoping for more of the same on Sunday.
You know, obviously, we want this place packed out. That's the club's job to make sure they try and get this place packed out. It's a home game. You don't get those very often. But the players deserve to be here based on their performances all year.
We're really excited to be at home playing in front of our fans. You could see the crowd that came out last week. So hopefully we'll have that crowd again. And for them to get behind us and just push us on, it's a great feeling.
That is our new standard, is packing the stadium every single game. So, yeah, I do think that the community has really come back to embrace the club. And they love coming out here. It's a great experience. The players are just incredible on the field, off the field.
And what a product to support. The Courage and Gotham FC kickoff 7 p.m. Sunday at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, making a home field advantage for them. For tickets, you can go to nccourage.com/playoffs.
Don't miss NFL action this Sunday, starting at Fox 50 with the Lions taking on the Ravens. Kickoff is at 1. And for Sunday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's at 8:20 here on WREL.
Early voting starts today. Coming up, what you need to know about the new photo ID requirement before heading to the polls.
We're starting with clear skies this morning, but a coastal low will push some clouds our way later this afternoon, and parts of the viewing area could see a few light showers. I'll walk you through the timeline.
And here's a live look at the U.S. Capitol, where a vote is set for noon today to try and elect a Speaker of the House after two failed votes for Republican nominee Jim Jordan.